The puck is loose in front of the engineering net, but Luke McPherson does manage to chip it the other way, and we've got Enge on a 2-on-2. But that puck, so far, yet to taste the twine. Luke McPherson, who has a golden helmet, gets a golden scoring opportunity denied by Kevan Nakvi. Puck behind the Commerce net. That's Christos Kronos with the puck for engineering. Great name there. That one will slip through to Kevan Nakvi, but no scoring opportunity. Luke McPherson behind the net. Commerce takes back over, flips it through the neutral zone. Great flip there, no icing. Both teams will take the opportunity for a line change as engineering shoots it down the other way. Commerce in control. Luke McPherson loses an edge. He's on his tuchus. But Commerce unable to capitalize on that blown edge of the skate. Chafe passes it to the middle. Shot saved by Rowe. As we have less than a minute to play here, still a 0-0 game. But not from a shortage of scoring opportunities. You got to remember, folks, these are not professional athletes. As this game goes on, there are going to be mistakes, and that's where we're going to see a lot of our goal-scoring action. Engineering, one more golden opportunity here. Shot on net, denied by Kevan Nakvi. Another glove save. 30 seconds in our first period of action. This game has been absolutely electric. Enge will have an offensive zone faceoff, but ultimately be unable to capitalize on it. Commerce will take control. Thomas Chafe loses that one in the neutral zone. But we are running out of time here in our first period. Holden Katzelay chips that one along the boards. Dawson Rowe controls it for the Engineers. They're going to let the clock run out here. 3-2-1. And there we are. That's the first period in the books. My, oh my. Whew. Gracious. That was back and forth, fast and furious, and at times a little silly and sloppy. But that's what you get when you got an amateur hockey game. It's like beer league, but the stakes have never been higher. And I hope you're having as much fun listening at home as I have had here in the arena. This has been a good one, folks. And what's great is in between our periods, I've got you a nice 100% CanCon playlist. And we got a lot of great things still on the way. But you know what? Why resist? Why resist the easy, obvious thing? What better way to take us into our first intermission than to play a little bit of Kingston's own Tragically Hip? This is one of my favorite Hip tracks. This is Three Pistols, and this is Jesse Bell live from Slush Puppy Place. I'll talk to you folks again in about 20 minutes' time. In the meantime, I got a lot of great tunes for you, so I hope you enjoy.
He said, bring him. to find. I tried to reach for you, but you've closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. So when you near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. SOS. When you're gone,
When the walls fall down on your old town, then you begin.
Back, folks. Just a little over 2 minutes away from puck drop in our second period of the ninth annual Commerce versus Engineering rivalry hockey game, the culmination of the Cure Cancer Classic, I believe four-part fundraising event chaired by the Cure Cancer Classic, which is a Commerce club here on the Queen's University campus. And prior to the start of today's game, we learned that this year's iteration of the Cure Cancer Classic has raised an astonishing $721,000 for cancer research in partnership with the Canadian Cancer Society. Just unbelievable work by this admin and exec team. In terms of the on-ice product, now, it is a 0-0 game, and at times, the performance on the ice has reflected that, but it has been a very fun, back-and-forth, kinetic, frantic hockey game, and we did get some scoring in the first intermission, albeit courtesy of the Junior Gales Timbits players, which was great to see. The crowd was going crazy every single time one of those young individuals managed to slide the puck into the net. And I have no doubt that we will get a similarly raucous reaction when one of these two teams finally does break this deadlock. In terms of scoring opportunities, Commerce benefited from an early power play that provided them with four shots on goal. But Engineering goaltender Dawson Rowe was able to deny each and every single one. Engineering had two golden scoring opportunities deep in the Commerce defensive zone, but the Commerce goalie, number 29, Kayvon Nakvi, has been level pegging with number 36, Dawson Rowe. And here we go, Engineering on the ice first. Commerce, of course, that's the main event, folks. They always get that second entrance pregame and pre-period. in the interim between periods. We've been playing you guys a lot of great Canadian music. We heard tracks from The Tragically Hip, the latest single from Big Wreck. There's a legacy act for you. We had a throwback with Dwayne Gretzky. We had You Hear Colors from CFCF, and you would have just heard another band with a Queens connection, Bedouin Sound Clash with Walls Fall Down. All that and so much more still to come on the music side of things. And in terms of the hockey side of things, something you need to understand. These young men are not professional athletes. They aren't even necessarily university athletes, which means that as this game progresses, their fitness is going to be more of a factor. And in sports like hockey, especially when it is just such a continuous, unbroken stretch of motion, as you get tired, you get sloppy, mistakes happen, you miss defensive assignments, you miss pucks that you should have grabbed, you let in goals that you maybe wouldn't have in the first period. So, to me, the deciding factor tonight, we already know that engineering is bringing more of the energy. You can hear that every time these two respective programs step on the ice. So the energy factor is firmly in engineering's corner. But whichever team has the better level of cardio and fitness is going to be the team, I think, that will prevail this evening. 15-minute periods, worth noting, so it is 5 minutes shorter than your standard issue university hockey game. But once again, these are everyday students, not necessarily student athletes, if you catch my drift. But we are just about underway. Starting lineup for both teams: Holden Katzelay, Ryan Kidd, Eric Russell, Thomas Chafe, Sam Lawson for Commerce. At Aiden Milne, Theo Broker, Jackson Barnes, Ben White, and Nick Roussel for Eng. Commerce wins the opening draw of our second period. And they will get a brief offensive zone chance before the engineering defense jumps on that loose puck. And trying to go back the other way, dealing with an aggressive Commerce forecheck. And Commerce has been the more aggressive forechecking team tonight. Golden opportunity for Eng, but unable to get a shot through the sea of blue and white. That shot is blocked. However, Eng is keeping the pressure on. Commerce will clear this puck. Thomas Chafe in pursuit. Dawson Rowe gets this one over to Jackson Barnes. Barnes makes a connecting pass with a changing Luke McPherson wearing the golden helmet looking for the golden goal. And takes control of this puck. That's number 21, Christos Chonos. Ben White loses it for engineering. Commerce back the other way. Luke McPherson with a bit of aggressive forechecking gets it back. Dump and chase. That's Christos Chonos for engineering who gets his stick on that one, but he cannot make the connecting pass, so Commerce back the other way. A 3-on-2. But Eng is going to deflect that one out of bounds, but it was not an intentional delay of game type clearance. Just incidental contact with the stick, so we will get an offensive zone faceoff for Team Commerce, but no penalty issued as the wave crashes over this crowd. 5,000 strong in attendance. We are at maximum capacity as Commerce wins the draw. Getting a shot on net, and that's a goal! Commerce draws first blood up and over a sprawled out Dawson Rowe. And it looks like that goal is going to go to the assistant captain for Commerce. That is Lucas Vinches putting the first goal on the board for Team Commerce. Number 94 goes top shelf. Dawson Rowe out of position there. And we are going to get the chippy stuff at center ice here. 1-0 your score. Commerce drawing first blood. And drawing also quite the frantic crowd reaction from a largely engineering skewed crowd here. Commerce back on the attack. Eng looking to stop this momentum off at the pass, trailing 1-0 here after a deadlocked scoreless first period. And Eng will get an opportunity here. Robertson loses the puck. Shot is blocked. It's over in the corner. We've got a heavy, hot, and aggressive scrum. Engineering will get the puck to the point. Entry pass is shut down. Commerce back the other way.
Commerce goal, score by number 94, Lucas Vincez.
Sorry about that, folks. Lucas Vincez, not Noah Vincez. Number 94, Lucas Vincez with the goal there. Enge on the attack. Roussel. Centering pass goes a little bit wide. Roussel does regain possession. Engineering on the attack. But it looks like there is going to be a Commerce penalty. By hook or by crook, it was indeed by hook on that one. So Engineering will get their first power play opportunity of the evening, trailing 1-0 with 12 minutes to play in our second period of hockey action. If you're just joining us, Lucas Vincenz scored the game's first and so far only goal. Net front scramble over a sprawled out Dawson Rowe. Oh, and that's bad news for Engineering as their point pass goes a little awry. And Commerce, the aggressive forecheck, will generate a turnover, but it's 1-on-4. And as good as Holden Katzelay has been tonight, he ain't that good. Engineering back the other way. Odd man rush, but not in their favor. Whoa, that was a pinpoint laser bouncing off the inside of the crossbar and out. It was so fast, the crowd here didn't even react to it. But Engineering was about 4 centimeters away from drawing even in this charity hockey game. Eng on the attack. Commerce so far has played a very solid defensive scheme. Engineering with the power play, about a minute left in this 2-minute power play opportunity, had one excellent shot denied, a follow-up shot knocked away by the defense. Engineering maintains possession in front of the net, and that will draw us even. An absolute missile from the offensive zone just beside the dot. That is number 22, Nick Roussel. And we have got a 1-1 game in the blink of an eye. Engineering has answered a Commerce goal with one of their own. Nick Roussel put a charge into that one. And Engineering tickles the twine for the first time this evening. 1-1 is your score. We are back to a deadlock here. And perhaps most importantly now, the Engineering contingent is back out in full force. This is a huge adrenaline rush. This is the time to capitalize if you are Engineering. This is the time to stem the bleeding if you are Commerce. Puck is in the Engineering zone. Luke McPherson tries to pass this one up along the boards. Intercepted. Shot back down into the Engineering end of the ice. Number 21, Christos Kronis with a pass. He intercepts this one. Good forecheck there from Kronis. Kronis over to McPherson. McPherson unable to complete that one. A Commerce stick keeps this game even, and a Commerce generated turnover nearly restored a one goal lead as the chaos, the frantic nature of this game is starting to unfold already. We've got a rush here from Engineering, shot on goal, Kayvon Nokvi with the save. Didn't exactly make it look easy, but he made it all the same. As here we go. We are even once more It was a 1-0 game for about 2 minutes. And then Nick Roussel drove one home for your Engineers. And now we sit at 1-1. Point shot is wide. Kayvon Nockvi had a good beat on it, but ultimately didn't need to do anything to it. Engineering maintains the offensive zone pressure, but Commerce is going to be able to clear this one and break out for a rush of their own back the other way. Good move there. Along the boards, just over the head of Dawson Rowe, but wide. Still 1-1, but a great offensive zone there, from offensive zone rush there from Commerce. Shot on net to Dawson Rowe. Fielded cleanly. As play is stopped, we will get an offensive zone faceoff for Commerce. Evenly contested game here tonight. I think Commerce has been the better forechecking team, so playing more aggressively in the Engineering end of the ice. Eng, I think, has had the slightly better goaltending performance, but it's been close. Both Kayvon Nockvi and Dawson Rowe have played well. Point shot saved by Dawson Rowe off the nub of his stick. Engineering back the other way. Milne in pursuit. Holden Katzelate for Commerce able to clear this one. Takes a bit of contact but stays on his skates. An entry-level pass from a Commerce player is intercepted with ease as Engineering goes back the other way. Ben White in pursuit here. Commerce with the break. And Commerce is going to get a brief offensive look in, but they will get the puck again. Number 15, Tristan Fideli. Shot on net is stopped by Dawson Rowe as this puck is cleared down the ice. No icing issued, so Commerce will try and take this one the hard way. Luke McPherson with a hard hit generates a turnover deep in the Commerce zone. Shot on net. Stopped by Kayvon Nockvi. But Engineering is in control. Another centering pass, unsuccessful. Commerce will be able to break this Engineering offensive opportunity and respond in kind with one of their own. Back the other way, a beautiful deke. And we have got an absolute Donnybrook brewing. And here we go. It's getting ugly. It's getting chippy. And it's getting stopped by the officials before somebody does something a little stupid. I'm curious if we will get any penalties issued there. For the folks following along at home, there was a bit of a scrum in front of goaltender number 34, Dawson Rowe. That scrum turned into a full-on fracas, and I would imagine it's going to be offsetting penalties given the rather contentious nature there, but it looks like the aggressor will get the penalty. So Commerce back on the power play as number 93, Kiefer Olthofer for Engineering is going to be tagged for, my goodness, some form of, I'm guessing, in football it's unnecessary roughness. In hockey it looked like it was a cross check that was issued. And yes, my friend Michael, it was a little bit of a brawl at a charity match. The outstanding Michael Boulos listening along at home, CFRC legend, enjoying tonight's broadcast. I hope you are as well. Shot on goal, blocked. Commerce maintains their offensive zone pressure behind the net, cycling it around. That's Katzelay. Back behind the net, shot saved by Rowe. Rowe up close and personal keeps this a 1-1 game. Holden Katzelay back to the point. That's Kidd. Kidd to Katzelay. Katzelay just wide of the net. Dawson Rowe was there, but that one had the eyes necessary to see its way through. Kidd controlling the puck at the point. Shot by Kidd. Going 5-hole. But Dawson Rowe says no. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up here for Team Commerce. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remain in our second period. Both teams have finally gotten on the scoreboard here after a bit of a feeling out period in the first period. Commerce wins the draw. Down low, out in front, a golden opportunity. And we get another fracas, but this one does not devolve into a full-blown Donnybrook this time. But there are some very firm words being exchanged by two of the athletes, including the Commerce goal scorer, Lucas Vincenz, who lost his helmet and gloves. Kind of like a kindergartner coming back in from recess. You don't know where they are or how they lost them, but he has got them strapped back on, and we will be ready to roll here. Thank you all for listening, folks. We've been getting some wonderful feedback. Everybody's feeling the love of this broadcast, an incredible charitable event, but a heated rivalry nonetheless. 1-1 is your score. Commerce in the engineering end of the ice on a power play. Fidel, seeing eye shot, stopped by Rowe, cleared by Eng. Odd man rush, Robertson tries to center this one, and it looks like a penalty is going to be drawn. H-double-O-K, a hook has been issued, and that's going to give us 35 seconds of four-on-four action before engineering gets the better part of a 90-second power play of their own. One-one is your scoreline here tonight. Both teams dipping into the rough stuff here. So we've got 35 seconds of four-on-four, and then engineering will get about a minute, 25 seconds on the clock of a power play of their own. 6 minutes remain here in our second period. Commerce on the rush. Some great passing here. Holden Katzele to the point. Dawson Rowe with a routine glove save. Gave up one earlier in a net front scuffle, but he has rebounded nicely so far, and he might be the MVP for Team Engineering so far in this game, as we have got, I'm guessing this is Merch Madness, or these are the Ice Boys. Oh yeah, they got the big shovels. They're clearing the crease for the goaltenders. Look at these young men go. Scoop and drop, skate and push. There you go. You got it. You got it. You got it. Events like this, folks, are the heartbeat of community sports coverage. This is a charity event, the fifth leg of a five-part sports-based fundraiser run by the Cure Cancer Classic Commerce Club. Say that five times fast. And tonight, prior to puck drop, they announced $721,000 raised for the 2025-2026 iteration of Cure Cancer Classic. Just an astonishing amount of money raised by the young people part of this club. You love to see it. That's all money going directly to the Canadian Cancer Society. What a great evening for some hockey action. You can tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. if you want to hear more of me. Friday morning Indy wake-up call. Commerce shot on net is deflected. They maintain possession behind the net, circling the puck, looking to crack through this solid engineering foundation. Shot on goal, stopped by Rowe. Rebound corralled by Commerce. Back to the point. Lawson with the puck. Lawson's shot is blocked. Taking that one off the tuchus is the engineering goal scorer, Roussel. Engineering back the other way. Turnover in the Commerce end of the ice, as we've got engineering on a power play for the better part of the next minute here. So take your time, make your changes, make your passes. You are controlling the puck right now. I think that's the only knock against this engineering team, is they are a little too frantic in the offensive zone. There's been a lot of turnovers. They need to capitalize here. Commerce back the other way. We're going to get a two-on-two rush. Oh! A flying goal-scoring attempt unsuccessful. the Commerce forward taking flight. Holden Katzele launching himself up and over Dawson Rowe. Holden Katzele hit the twine. The puck did not. And I'm not sure if they are gesturing for a penalty shot, or if that is just incidental contact. I would suspect it's the third. But my goodness, he looked like a young Bobby Orr in the Boston Gardens there. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Less than 5 minutes to play in our second quarter. You can see the instincts taking over there. The second period of hockey action. You can teach a dog new tricks, but you know what? Doesn't always do them very well. The net is back on the pegs. And we are going to be back in action momentarily. Dawson Rowe, probably counting his lucky stars that Holden Katzele was able to launch himself up and over rather than going down and through. Last thing you want to see on an event like tonight is anybody getting hurt, so I'm glad that that worked out. Commerce wins the draw. They are shorthanded, and that's a very smart move there. Rather than forcing a shot on net, Commerce dropped back into their own zone and then rifled the puck down the ice, killed about 15 seconds on this engineering power play. Ange is going to get one, maybe two good chances at this before the end of their power play. They dump it down. Milne chasing. Engineering does corral it. Cycling it down low. Great move there. Looking to connect in front of the net, but Commerce doing a good job of clogging those passing lanes. Back to the point. And that's what I was talking about, folks. A bit too overzealous are the Engineers as they squander the last scoring opportunity on that power play. 4 minutes to go here. 1-1 is your score. We look to be in store for another absolute classic. Last year, Engineering winning in overtime. We could be heading there. We've got the better part of two periods left here. But it's been a very evenly contested game. Shot on goal just wide of Kevan Nakvi, but also just wide of the net. 1-1, still your scoreline. Commerce taking this deep in their own zone, chipping it up the ice, looking to generate an offensive opportunity. They get one. Down low, behind the net, wraparound denied. Smart, tricksy heads-up play there from Commerce, but Dawson Rowe able to get down and over and get his blocker on that one. Sorry, folks, we're doing the look-alike cam here, and I get very easily distracted. That young woman, that might have made her night. You just compared her to Sydney Sweeney. Not a bad compliment to have. The only celebrities I look like are like Sean Connery, Stone Cold Steve Austin, post-bloat Marlon Brando. Shot on goal is wide. Engineering takes the puck here. Commerce, great offensive forecheck. They're going to get another crack at this one. Fired it on, deflected by Dawson Rowe. Engineering back in control. I think if I'm assessing this game objectively, Commerce has been the better team here tonight, but the scoreline is deadlocked, one goal apiece, but I think Commerce just has a higher level of polish. Of course, I say this right as they draw a penalty at center ice. Luke McPherson getting caught up. Looks like he might have taken an incidental knee to the thigh. Both players are okay, but McPherson took quite the tumble. And remember what I said at the start of the period, folks. As the game goes on, we're going to see more mistakes attributed to fatigue. These are not professional athletes. These are not university athletes. These are students, and then in very small print, athletes. So they're going to get tired. They're going to make mistakes. Case in point there. Point shot saved by Nakvi. Cycling down low. Commerce will clear this one. So they'll take some time off the clock. No change necessary. A 5-on-4. They're going to rule that as a trip. So Engineering back on the power play. Their last power play effort. Not their finest moment. Attu. Center ice. Commerce crashing back. Aiden Milne's entry-level pass is deflected, and that puck is back down the ice again. So far, Engineering has spent more time in their own end on this power play than anywhere else on the ice. And if anything, this power play has been more pro-Commerce than pro-Engineering. just unable to connect on these passes. You can see this Eng squad, which, and I love this, chaotic, frantic in the first period. When you don't have the consistent level of energy, a very frantic, chaotic style of play is harder to maintain for the full duration of the game. And what that means is you're going to make sloppier plays. It's a double-edged sword. You're unpredictable, you're hard to account for, but if you aren't connecting on those fundamental plays, you're in trouble. Engineering sends this one down, dump and chase. A little less than a minute left on their power play. Haven't generated a shot on goal yet. Luke McPherson, he of the Golden Helmets, the goal scorer last year. He's on this power play unit, but he has been kept quiet tonight after shattering the hearts of the Commerce faithful last year in overtime, hence why he has the golden bucket on here tonight. Going to get one more good opportunity from Engineering on this power play, cycling it around down the ice. But Luke McPherson does manage to almost keep this one in. He's going to have to reset and re-enter the zone here. 5 seconds. This power play is over, and it was not a particularly fruitful one for our grape-colored engineers. Purple and black, blue and white. These teams, they may be going at it all night at this rate. 1-1 is your score. Commerce is going to be able to clear this one out of their own zone. Puck is at center ice right over the Frontenac K. Down behind Dawson Rowe. Dawson Rowe tries to clear this along the boards. Takes a bit of a bad bounce, but Engineering is going to be able to corral this one. Commerce playing so aggressively, and Engineering taking a tripping call here. Good call by the officials. This is what I'm talking about, folks. Rather than playing with the body, they played with the stick, and that stick ended up tripping one of the Commerce players. Just minor mental mistakes that come from physical exhaustion as this game wears on. We have 28 seconds in the second period, and I would imagine the third period we're going to see even more of that physical fatigue. It's going to be a matter of who has the deeper bench, who's got more in the reserves. Engineering has the crowd on their side. Commerce may have a bit more of the skill. So far, they have looked like the better of the two teams, and they will go on a power play here that, unless they score to end the period, they will hold starting in the third period as well. Kevon Nakvi hands this one off to the Commerce captain. Commerce on the attack. Kidd takes this puck. It was offside. And we're going to get a face-off on the Commerce end of the ice with 8.5 seconds to play. We will have some great Canadian tunes for you coming up during the intermission. And of course, head on over to CFRC Power Plays. I'll be posting snaps and videos from concourse level of the shenanigans here. Engineering wins the draw. Shot on goal deflected. 3 seconds. We are going to enter our third period at a 1-1 deadlock, but Commerce will have about a minute and 30 seconds of a power play when we come back in the third period. Let me tell you about what we got coming up in this music block. We're going to hear from the Beaches. We're going to hear from one of my favorite Montreal-based funk outfits, the Brooks. We're going to throw it back to another Montreal-based outfit, Mobile. We're going to have some Men I Trust. We're going to play a little bit of Billy Talent, Biba Doobie. We're really, truly, we're throwing out the format. We're going wild. We're playing some good high-energy stuff. And if you want to hear equally kind of totally incomprehensible musical taste, tune into the Indie Wake-Up Call tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I've got a lot of good stuff in store for you. The Friday the 13th edition of the Indie Wake-Up Call. So, you know I'm going to have fun with that, just like I'm having fun here tonight. But folks, I will see you in about 15 minutes' time. Let's get back to the tunes. Coming up next, The Beaches, Last Girls at the Party. Girls at the Party!
right?
I don't want to go home.
You shouldn't. There's so many hot girls here.
It's only two, right? It's only three, right? It's only four, right? It's only five.